Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, we're back. Hour number two, Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers, all things legal. Give us a call, 260-1870, or text us on the Oakland Heart Talk and Text line. Also, I just want a quick shout out to our oldest daughter, Katie. Her birthday is tomorrow, but we've been celebrating it this weekend, which she'd be horrified if she knew I was wishing her happy birthday over the radio, because she doesn't even want the waiters to sing happy birthday to her at dinner. So very, very modest. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing that, and I'm not going to embarrass her anymore. We will be at Rock and Bowl tomorrow, just like have a little get together, because I think the Top Cats are playing, and they're playing Elvis music because this is the 40th anniversary of Elvis's death. How do you like that? So
there you go. A milestone birthday for Katie, or is it a birthday?
No, it's just a birthday. But I'm not going to say how old she was because I'm not going to embarrass her.
No.
But she was born during the later stages.
When you're that young, you don't embarrass them. Embarrass anybody when they're that young.
Right. She was born in the later stages of the Reagan administration. That's all I would say.
There you go.
All right. So
I want to make a quick
quick
plug, Doug, if I can.
Sure.
As you know, I'm on the executive board with the Louisiana Hospitality Foundation. We've talked about that in the past. It is having its Chef's Gala. It's an incredible event. It's having its Chef's Gala this Wednesday night at the Convention Center. We're honoring Tommy Satanovich at Drago's Restaurant for all of the years of his philanthropy and all the things that he and his family has done for the community, giving back, et cetera. And so if you're interested in going, you can go to Louisiana Hospitality Foundation website, click on events, and then look for the Chef's Gala to purchase tickets. And there's live auctions and silent auctions and all that sort of thing. And it's a fundraiser for the Hospitality Foundation, which gives back to the waiters and cooks and line cooks and dishwashers and, you know, a lot of folks that don't necessarily have health insurance with their employment. And we help them with crisis grants and also culinary education, things of that nature. So Louisiana Hospitality Foundation website, go check it out. And if you're interested in going to see Tommy get honored, you can buy tickets on the website under the events tab.
Now, it's fair to say that Tommy invented, or his family invented, charbroiled oysters. Is that a fair statement?
I think that's pretty fair to say, or at least made them popular, that's for sure. I'm sure somebody probably threw an oyster on a grill before then, but I think he made them popular. As a matter of fact, he said he and his family were driving through Texas, and I forget where, but it wasn't like a major city, and they pulled into a restaurant and stopped to eat, and Tommy ordered some charbroiled oysters from there, you know. So the waiter brings them and says, our chef went to New Orleans and went to this restaurant and had these charbroiled oysters is a place called Drago's Restaurant. He had these charbroiled oysters, and he said they were great. So he tried to reproduce them here, and he said, really? So Tommy said, I'd like to see the chef, if he could come out. And then he introduced himself. He said, I'm Tommy. I'm the one that, you know. And he said that's the biggest compliment in the world to him. You know, he doesn't look at it as somebody stealing his recipe. It's, you know, it's a compliment to him that they're trying to reproduce it.
I see. You see, so, that was a subtle setup there. So.
Right. So, but no, it is. And, it's known as the single best bite of food in New Orleans, right, is a charbroiled oyster. From Drago's, a lot of copies, but it's hard to duplicate or beat that one.
All right. Well, congratulations, Tommy. Have a great night Wednesday. Well deserved.
Yep.
Let's go to phone lines. Let's go to Connie. She's got a question. Hey, Connie, you and all things legal. What can we do for you?
Hi, guys. My husband recently passed away unexpectedly from a heart attack, and we had just purchased another home. We sold our home back in May and purchased a new house. So now he died without a will because it was unexpectedly. And so I don't know. I really don't know anything about the house. Mm. Is it a? I know this is a community property state, but he didn't have a will. Do I need to open a succession, or how does that work? I know there's usufruct, but I don't really know anything. Just kind of trying to get your guys' opinion.
I'm sorry about your husband. Condolences.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. He bought a house. Do you have children?
We do have children. We have one that's under the age of 24. Mm-hmm. And the other two are older.
Okay. You sold the house.
We own the house together.
Right. So you own this one house, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I just want to make sure of that. Do you want to stay in the house?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it really is recent. I don't know. I don't know if I want to pay off the house
Because the reason I want to ask him, because if you have what is called is a legal usufruct, which means you would have use of the house until remarriage, but if you sold the house, your husband's half would go to your children, and your half would go, and you would get half. In other words, the usufruct would come off upon sale. So that's why I was asking if you want to stay there. You could stay in the house as long, until you got remarried. I'm not assuming. I'm just saying that's what the law says.
Right.
But if you wanted to downsize or move into a different house, technically when you sell the house, the usufruct would come off on your husband's portion and would go to your three kids, his half and your half. You would be able to use what you would like. Now, if you could prevail on your kids, if you could prevail on your kids to allow you to retain his half so that you can, they could either, bypass to, or sign those.
Yeah, or they could just sign over a usufruct, grant a usufruct on the new property to you, so that things will remain exactly the same. And that way there's no transfer of property, there's no, donation of their half interest or their interest in half of the property. They can just establish a usufruct on the home in favor of you, and you can maintain it at that point.
Right. Whether you want to file succession or not, I mean, do you have access to, did your husband have a retirement? Or did,
I was the beneficiary on that.
So you're okay with that. Okay.
My only concern is the house. Cause I mean, I would have, I didn't know if I wanted to pay it off or just to move out of it. And I thought, people keep telling me, well, it's a community property state, so, everything goes to you because you were the spouse, because it's community property. But that just didn't make sense to me, because I know he didn't die with a will. So.
Yeah, that's not. Because it's a community property state, it means that you get half of everything that you owned together, and the other half goes to his children, your children, in what's called naked ownership. They become the owners, but they don't necessarily have the it's the use of it, because under the law, the Civil Code Article 890, there's a spousal usufruct over that property. And so, they technically own half of it, and you have usufruct over that half plus ownership of your half. So, no, you don't own that other half. You got some incorrect information there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I need to know.
I mean, here in reality, from a practical standpoint, you'd have to file a succession if you wanted to sell the house, refinance,
right,
or do any type of, transaction involving the house. So you would have to file a succession at that point. And if you wanted to sell for the purpose of maybe moving into a different house or downsizing, you'd probably have to get with your children to see if they would agree to give you a usufruct on the new house that you would buy with the proceeds from your husband's half of the estate.
Okay. And then, all right. So, but if they wanted to donate because I've already done, or I've already redid a will and gave everything to them. I mean, after this shock, we went straight and I've had a will prepared. But if they wanted to sign over or donate the back to me, they could do that too.
Yes, they could do that. Yes, they could do that.
Okay. All right.
No, if you got it, you have any other questions?
I would do that before it was paid off.
I wouldn't pay it off until you get it. Make an arrangement with your children.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know, and very good to know. I appreciate your help and your advice.
Well, I'm very very sorry about your husband. Yeah, we wish you
thank you the best.
Prayers. Wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Albert, why don't you go into, that raised a good issue about, doing a will in a usufruct where you could make a usufruct where the surviving spouse wouldn't need permission of the children and would be able to buy and sell a house or downsize. If you could sort of go into that.
Well, and again, if everybody gets along, it seems like, like the last caller's children and, they're all on board with, Mom, we want you to stay in the house. Everything's good. Then in that situation, it's not as big of a deal, but in terms of a usufruct, an 890 usufruct is a usufruct if someone does not have a will, the surviving spouse, that could be wife number two, just like Big Lou, right? Could be Big Lou's wife number two, and she gets the usufruct over the house until death or remarriage. I'm sorry, until remarriage. You can confirm that usufruct in a will for life, or you can also add to the usufruct, because once movable property is different. So if it's an account here or there, it's whatever, that's different. There's something called consumables and non-consumables is the way they talk about it in the civil code, and a non-consumable is essentially real estate or a home or property, real property. And so what a will can do for you is allow you to grant to the usufructuary the right to dispose of non-consumables, meaning the right to sell real estate. And what will happen is that usufruct will transfer to the proceeds of that sale. And if you purchase another home, it will transfer to that new home. And so another good reason to get the will taken care of, because if mom's got a dispute with one of her kids, you want to make sure that, if she decides to downsize and doesn't need the big house anymore, the kids have all moved out, she wants to move into something smaller, or he does, depending on who passes away. A will can allow you to establish all those rules for the usufructuary. And so, and you can confirm that usufruct for life, even in the event that your spouse might remarry. So it's probably a good idea to do that, especially if, you have a child that might object upon the death of one of his or her parents.
Yeah. Because, it puts the parent in a difficult situation, a surviving spouse, because, you know, you want to have like a, I guess, I want to say honest, but, you know, be able to interact with your child normally. And a lot of times, if you, if you got to ask your, you know, and you might have a strained relationship, and you have to ask your child to say, will you sign this usufruct over to me? Or it just makes it very, very awkward. And you want to have all that very defined before. And here's the other thing, too. And I don't mean to be an alarmist. I really don't. Because I, most of the time when we consult with clients, I calm them down. Say, we can work through this. And I'm not an alarmist. But sometimes we see families that function normally and healthy prior to death. Sometimes that changes after death for whatever reason. You know, maybe there are a few things under the waterline that didn't come up. Maybe there's some acute financial problems with some of the children. They might, one of the children may be experiencing some difficulties with, you know, mental health or psychological disabilities or drugs or alcohol.
Dad starts dating somebody.
Yeah.
Right? And the kids are upset about it, you know?
And so things change. So, you know, you want to do a will, even if you have an intact family, I'm saying intact, you know, traditional, you know, family of origin, where you have, you know, mom, you know, natural dad and natural mother, because you want to have all that defined so that there's no room for deviation. There's no room for, a change of circumstances. This is the way it's going to be done. And, you know, it just is what it is. And so a lot of times we do see that where, you know, you have four or five kids and, you know, spouse passes unexpectedly and mom or dad wants to downsize and one of the kids aren't on board. And it causes a big problem.
Yeah.
So let's go to a break.
Well, the other issue, too, is you don't want to have to take that next step. Right. Yes. And have to donate, go to a lawyer and get the property all donated and reported and pay all those filing fees and everything else. You get it all done in a will.
All right. Well, let's go to a break. We got Sam and Dave playing. We'll be right back on All Things Legal after this brief timeout.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, we're back. Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, Your Weekend Lawyers. Name that tune. Hall & Oates, I think. Mid-70s. If I'm not mistaken.
Fell in love.
Yes. So, Elvin, I was wrong. I get deducted. I lose $100 on that.
Yeah, that was Elvin Bishop.
Did you? It sounds like Hall & Oates. That's pretty good. So, was he a one-hit wonder?
No, he had a few songs.
He had a few songs? All right.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Joe. Joe's got a question regarding usufructs. He wants to know what it is, and we'll let him go to good class morning. With Albert. Hey, Joe, what you got for us, brother?
Hey, good morning, Doug and Albert. I've been listening to your station, and so sorry about that lady's husband, too. But
that is hard, yeah.
What are you – so what? I can't understand that last part. How do you spell –
It's not a curse word. It's usufruct. Okay?
I didn't want to say
F-R-U-C-T. Okay? And I'll let Albert take it from there because his diction is better than mine, so nobody will misunderstand.
A usufruct, basically, there are certain...
Yeah, I understand what it is, but how do you spell that first part? U-S-E-R?
U-S-U-F-R-U-C-T. Usufruct.
U-S-U-F-R-U-C-T.
Okay. Is that something for the state of Louisiana, or is that for all states?
They may have a different language for it. I know it comes right out of the Civil Code, which the Napoleonic Code. Not familiar with all states and what you know how they call define
it
usage.
They call it they call it a usage, basically, in other states.
For the state of Louisiana?
Yeah. In Louisiana, too, now we have a right of use that is different from a usufruct. A right of use is specific to a particular item, right? You have the right of use to this home, which means you can use it while you're there, or you have the right to live there, but it may not be an exclusive right of use. Whereas a usufruct, it can mean all kinds of things, and this they call, for lack of a better word, profits. They call it civil fruits in the civil code, and a usufructuary is entitled to the civil fruits. So if let's say it's a piece of rental property, and the surviving spouse has usufruct over that rental property, they're entitled to the income or the civil fruits from that rental property, whereas a right of use of a home is limited to, let's say, the family home. So if you have a spouse that has no ownership in the home where you died, and you want that spouse to live there for a certain period of time, and I've done that before for people where, look, I'm going to give my husband a year to kind of find somewhere else to live, so I'm going to give him a right of use for 1 year to live in the house, and then after that, he's got to go out of, you know, get out. I want my kids to have it after that. And so he would not have a usufruct, in other words, where he would be able to move out of that house and still collect the rents. And so...
But that's something they'll have to do with their lawyers. Is that true?
Yes.
In order for that to happen.
A usufruct is by statute, if you don't have, not statute, by civil code, if you don't have a will. There is an automatic usufruct for a surviving spouse. It's Civil Code Article 890. And so you do have a usufruct, but it's a very limited usufruct, and there are limits that are placed on it, whereas you can expand that usufruct by a will.
But here's my second question. If when like my wife and myself, if one of us happens to pass away, you know, before the other, then everything should go to that second spouse, not the kids, correct?
No.
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 Just the opposite.
No?
No.
It goes to the kids in what is called naked ownership. The kids get your half.
Why? Why? I mean, why? I mean.
Right. Because it writes your legislature.
No. I'll tell you why. Because the civil code was drafted, you know, there was no middle class. Right. You were either rich or poor. And so the civil code and all of these succession articles were drafted for the wealthy. And typically with wealth, you had family wealth. You know, you had wealth that has been passed down from generation to generation. And so what I don't want to do is leave everything to my wife and all of this family wealth that's been generated through my family's, you know, patrimony is now not going to my children if she chooses not to leave that to your children. Okay, so what happens is everything you own then goes equally to your children and then subject to a usufruct in favor of your wife for community property, right? Anything that is community property. So the separate property goes directly to your children in full ownership without a will.
So let me ask you this question. Does that mean that, and I'm just speaking in general, you know, I love my kids and I want them to have everything that we have, but a lot of people don't know this, and this is shocking to me. Does that mean that my now will have to pay half the bills that I owe?
Not now.
Well, I mean, hopefully you'll have you pay your bills, there's something left over.
No, I'm not just being facetious.
Those bills, and then you divide it up.
Well, I mean, Joe, what you can do, though, and that's why we're talking about it, is that's if you don't have a will. You have full control over where your estate goes if you do a will. That's why we tell people do it, because you don't leave it up to the laws that you may have unintended consequences for. So,
and that's what you get at, because a lot of people don't know this. I mean,
sure.
it was shocking to me to hear this conversation this morning. And, you know, it's like a funeral. I was in the funeral home business for a while. And, you know, when your spouse dies, your spouse makes the decision on what happens to you, not the family, you know, not the kids and not ex-spouse, the current spouse.
Right. I'll give you a perfect example. Right. Well, I'll give you a perfect example. I have an elderly father who has four or five kids, and he needs to go into assisted living. And he's got a house in Jefferson Parish, and his wife died without a will. And so the four of the kids want to put him in assisted living, but one kid doesn't. And so they want to sell the house and allocate the money for assisted living. One of the kids say no. So basically they're going to sell the house and the dad's only going to have half the money to use for assisted living, which is going to run out twice as fast as it would if he got the, you know, proceeds from the entire house. And that's because he didn't do a will.
Correct.
And so, you know, so that's why I think it's very, to your point, it's very important. So you don't have these unintended consequences occurring. It's to say, hey, if I do a will, it is a framework, or it is what's going to happen. It's like an instructions as to what's going to happen, and there's no deviation from it. This is what's going to happen, whether you like it or not. And this is
here's something that I do suggest, though, and I always talk about the whole usufruct thing, right? Let's say you and your wife, you pass away, and your wife gets everything. Your children get nothing. And all of a sudden, she starts seeing the Chippendale dancer and decides, hey, you know what? I really like this guy. And your kids get all mad at her. And she's like, fine, you're mad at me. I'm leaving everything to you know, bimbo boy. And, you know, so he gets everything and your kids get nothing. So at least with a naked ownership situation, she would have to account to those kids, to your kids, for at least your half of the community property. And so that's, you know, that's something that is a reason why. Look, and you don't know what's going to happen to people after death. They might get in a fight with mom. She might get in a fight with one of the kids. They might, who knows what, right? So I always suggest that you leave that half to your children, subject to whatever usufruct or limitations or lack of limitations you want to have for your spouse.
Right. So, but thanks for the call.
Yeah, you've been 50 years, and you know she's 75 years old. I don't know that there's as much of a risk of that happening, but that's a reality. We see that. Yeah. You know, I saw it with a very wealthy family, generational wealth, right? The son, one of the idiot sons is married to this lady. The children, he then gets divorced and, you know, starts dating somebody at the kid's age, and they're all mad at him. And he's like, fine, I'm going to cut you out of the will. And so this whole generational wealth, you know, is now going to some stranger as opposed to his children. And so, you know, those things happen.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. Bimbo boy. Well, you know, you could say it another way. It could be Lou's second wife. In other words, if Lou had
it could be
Big Lou had a slew of children, and then he meets number two, and Big Lou's kids from the first marriage is out of the picture there. So there you go.
Yep.
Or Bimbo boy, depends. We're in different times, so we have to go both ways as far as gender. All right, let's go to Jack. What you got for us, Jack, on all things legal?
Well, back in the day, I was a Bimbo boy.
Oh, were you? There you go.
No, Jack.
I'm kidding. I'm 80 years old. I'm finished with all that.
All right. Good for you.
Let me ask you this. Let's assume you're negotiating with USAA and you've been able to get a legitimate estimate of the needed repairs of like $50,000. And this is after Ida. And the needle's not moving. You can't get the insurance company to go your way. What is this bad faith phrase I hear a lot about?
So, again, the bad faith means that, so keep in mind what this is. This is what is called a first party claim. It's not a third party claim. It's a first party claim, meaning it's you against your insurance company. It's a claim that you have against your insurance company that you've paid policy premiums for probably for years. And so as a result of that, if the legislature requires that insurance company in a first party claim to make sure that they are going to adjust the claim timely, they're going to adjust the claim fairly, and they're going to pay you timely. And so let's say they came out on September 10th and they did an adjustment on your property and they came up with, you know, $15,000. But they didn't send you a check until December, okay? By law, they have 30 days for satisfactory proof of loss to tender at least what they came up with. So their own adjuster's estimate is considered satisfactory proof of loss for their purposes. So if they haven't paid you within 30 days of receiving that estimate, then they likely are in bad faith. And the penalties for that are 50% of the amount due plus attorney's fees. And so, and then, you know, we're also run into that situation where, in your case, let's say they paid you $5,000. Let's say it was under your deductible amount, so you didn't get anything. And then they send somebody else out to readjust it, and now all of a sudden they come up with a $50,000 amount. Well, now all of a sudden you send out adjuster number two, and your adjustment is 10 times more than your original one, there's case law that says that's bad faith. That's bad faith. You can't, just pay somebody some small amount because you're not adjusting the claim fairly. So there are a lot of different aspects of bad faith, but that's primarily it. Once they've been apprised of the amount of the claim, then they've got 30 days to pay it.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to break. Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers. All things legal. We'll be right back after this brief timeout.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, we're back. Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers. Let's go to phone lines. Let's go to Suzanne. What you got for us, Suzanne?
Hey, good morning. Got a question. So a family member of mine, my sister, lost her house in Ida, and she is still displaced, not in her home. She had a builder write up a contract, and the original price was say $100,000 with an extra a few thousand for some extras that she wanted. So in that course of time, there's been 3 extensions on the date for move-in. The house is still not ready. And then he just notified her the other day and said, you owe me another $31,000. I need my check to finish the house. So they've original contract was $99,000 plus a few extra thousand. They've already paid him $136,000. She doesn't have any more money left. So we're not sure what to do with that. We've been looking at the all the money that the insurance companies paid her. We don't know if we should contact the insurance company, the mortgage company. It looks like he might be double billing her for some things. We haven't responded to him yet until we get all our ducks in a row, but not sure how to handle it.
Albert, that's your wheelhouse.
Yeah, so let me ask you, was it a flat fee contract? In other words, it was at a certain dollar, and then, or was it like a cost plus contract, or do you know?
I'm not real sure if there was like an oh shoot clause in there, you know, like, oh shoot, if we have to spend extra money, we can just go ahead and add it. I just feel like he underbid her.
The contract's going to determine a lot, right? So there may be a provision in that contract that says, you know, if the cost of materials escalates, then you have to pay the additional cost of materials. And so, you know, that could be something that might be the reason why they're expecting it for $30,000. So you really have to and review that contract. If not, you know, of course, I think she made a mistake then of paying him the full amount, because now it's up to her to try to get the money back from the contract. And I get it. They want to get back in their house. They're doing everything that, you know, making mistakes, probably doing things they knew better. But, you know, hey, look, maybe this contractor will get me in and keep his promise, which apparently this
right
is.
So well, they've paid him the $136,000, which is over what the contract said, and they're fine with that was agreed upon. But now he's saying, right, they were supposed to move in June 30th, then he extended to July 30th, now he's saying August 30th, and 2 weeks ago he said, oh, by the way, I need another $31,000. So that would have meant that it's gone from like $104,000 to 100. They've already paid him $136. So now it would be like
work is still left to be done on the house.
I think some cabinets, a toilet hasn't been put in, some few minor things that haven't been finished, paint, things like that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would get an estimate on having it finished and then letter saying, look, you know, you can come finish it. Have they gotten what's called a certificate of occupancy, do you know, from the parish?
I don't think they have, but we're going to meet with her today and go over everything with a fine-tooth comb as best we know how, because we don't have a lawyer to, you know, go over things that can better understand contracts.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we're about out of time in this segment, but if you want to give us a call at 504-837-1304, I can chat with you a little more about it.
Yeah.
837-1304. Okay, thanks.
Ask for Albert. Okay, thanks for the call. Let's go to our final break. It's Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers, all things legal. We're going out with Sly and the Family Stone, huh? So we'll be right back after this brief timeout. Okay. Hey, we're back. Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers, all things legal. Thanks to the Swiss Army Knife, Ian Hoke, who is playing some jamming music, man. That's Johnny. That's Chuck Berry.
Great bumper coming.
Oh, that's great, man. I love Chuck Berry, man. Well, I think next week what we'll do is people are probably tired of us talking about Hurricane Ida. Next week, let's do a lot of will. We'll do a segment on wills and estates and usufructs and because we have a lot of texts that I didn't get to. That I wanted to get to, and they raised a lot of good issues. So we'll do that next week. And you can give us a call at the law firm at 504-837-1304, 504-837-1304, or North Shore 985-624-9696. But I think it would be good, you know, to talk about one of the things we'll talk about is, you know, whether you're single, you're married, you married a couple of times. Everyone pretty much needs a will, and we'll sort of get into all the reasons why and usufructs, and we'll let Albert teach class on wills and why they're necessary, and they ultimately save money, and that's the biggest thing, and it saves a lot of conflict and disputes and unintended consequences. So
I've got a friend coming in next week, was married once, no kids, divorced. And he's like, okay, what do I do at this point? You know, he's in his 60s and his siblings are, all well off and really don't need anything from him. And so that's who it would naturally go to without a will. So, you know, he and I sat down and kind of talked about this and that. He'll be leaving it to a lot of different charities and nieces and nephews and things like that. So, but again, without a will, everything he has goes equally to his siblings. And so, because both of his parents are deceased, there's no parental usufruct involved. So,
okay. So
anyway, we'll talk more next
week on it. So have a great week. We'll see you on All Things Legal next Sunday at 8 PM. And thanks again to Ian for making a bunch of amateurs look like pros. So we'll see you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.